the great beings, bodhisattvas, and great cultivators of the way, like the Sammasambuddhas. They have already known the teaching before they took the vows, the bodhisattva vows. They have already understood all this. That's the reason why they can become arahant anytime. But because of their love and compassion for the living being, they vow life after life to liberate sentient being out of genuine love and compassion for them. They just do this work. And this is the first basic vow. One must uphold the three sets of pure precepts, bodhisattva precepts, and the four very important basic vow of a bodhisattva to walk this way. The first one is, you vow to take across the innumerable sentient beings, to liberate them, to free them from all suffering. So this is the first basic vow of all bodhisattva out of love and compassion. Otherwise, you cannot come. So this first basic vow, born of love and compassion, is very important. This will create the pure mind for you to come back. Do you understand? Otherwise, if you already have that wisdom and you had realized arahantship or beyond, then this form and mind just cease. Do you know what will happen after that? You can realize nibbana leading to subsequent parinibbana. Then you don't die like normal being. There is no more rebirth consciousness. The arahanta or arahant just ceased to be. But because of your bodhisattva vow, you can still come back in another form and mind to liberate sentient being. That's the reason why that vow has the power to condition the form and mind to come out. And that form and mind that comes out is not born of ignorance or delusion, or not born of a rebirth consciousness. Because of your compassion and love, this is a pure mind. This pure mind come out and take rebirth via the vows. Then the vow will create a form of mind. That's why this pure mind with the love and compassion can become part of that karmic condition, form of mind. People need rebirth consciousness to come, the death consciousness, through delusion condition rebirth consciousness. But bodhisattva doesn't have rebirth consciousness. Only their pure mind, their vows, their perfection, and their love and compassion can enable rebirth.